KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
47 degrees here in Atlantic at 7:06. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 60. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Iowa health officials are reporting as of 6 a.m. today, there are 693 new positive COVID-19 cases for a total of 89,248 and 16 more deaths, including two more in Harrison County and one more in Guthrie County, for a total of 1,358. Deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition amount to 930. There have been 6,547 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total of 801,494. Of the latest results, 5,862 came back negative for COVID-19 for a grand total during the pandemic thus far, 710,698. There were 693 positive for a 14-day rolling average of 8.7%. The number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus amount to 69,524. Hospitalizations due to COVID-19 have increased once again as well. The data show 407 hospitalized as of today. That's 17 more than yesterday. 104 patients are in intensive care compared to 100 on Wednesday. 53 people were admitted to a hospital in Iowa, and 33 COVID-19 patients are on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, 24 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's six more than Wednesday. Eight are in an ICU. 10 were admitted since yesterday, and no one is on a ventilator. And in the KJAN listening area, since 10 a.m. Wednesday, the IDPH reports new positive COVID-19 test results amounting to 9 each in Madison and Pottawatomie counties, 4 each in Adams and Shelby and Union counties. There are 3 more cases in both Guthrie and Mills counties, 2 additional cases in Adair County, and 1 case in each of Audubon and Harrison counties. There remain 52 long-term care facilities with coronavirus outbreaks in the state. IDPH says 1,074 positive cases and 658 recoveries are associated with those facilities, and there have been 701 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's 6 more than yesterday. Representative Cindy Axne on Wednesday announced the $14,491,169 in new federal grants to cover repair and reconstruction expenses of federal roads and highways that were damaged in 2019 floods across Iowa. The new grants from the U.S. Department of Transportation will cover repair costs for damage along major routes like Interstate 29, I-680, and U.S. Highway 34, as well as federal roads maintained by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Axne said after last year's flooding, many of Iowa's road and highways were damaged, adding additional strain onto our already aging infrastructure. These grants, she says, will help to restore these roadways and allow traffic to resume at a pre-disaster level and help us keep Iowa on track to a full recovery. More than $13 million, in fact, $13.9 million, were awarded for project sites across Iowa that are managed by the DOT, and $513,000 for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for projects located along the Missouri River. Well, the Des Moines School Board has approved a plan to return to in-classroom learning, but it included metrics that for allowable coronavirus infection rates that the district doesn't currently meet. It makes it clear that, unclear if students will actually return to school as planned. The board voted 6-1 last night to gradually implement a hybrid learning plan starting with pre-kindergarten on October the 12th. Students in the Des Moines School District can choose to remain in all remote learning or opt for 50% instruction in classrooms. Despite approving a plan to return to classrooms, the board set several metrics for coronavirus infection rates as well as student and staff absences. If school were to begin immediately, the district would not be in compliance with at least one of those standards. And federal pandemic relief money has helped keep the state budget in the black. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this report.
By early September, the state of Iowa had used $2.8 billion in federal money to cover state expenses related to the pandemic. About 40% of that was spent on unemployment benefits. The official state budgeting year ended June 30th, but there's a two-month accrual period to settle accounts. That period was even more critical this year as, due to the pandemic, Governor Reynolds gave Iowans until July to pay income taxes originally due in April. According to a news release from the governor's office, the state has $770 million in cash reserves. Another $305.5 million was left unspent from the state's overall budget plan for the last fiscal year. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Joey Weiss, age 46, of Barney, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life graveside service for Joey Weiss will be held tomorrow at 5:30 in the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Barney. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Paul Williams, age 93, of Indianola and formerly of Rural Stewart, died September 24th. Graveside memorial services for Paul Williams will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in Rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Kent Morgan, age 63, of Rural Harlan, died Tuesday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ken Morgan will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Carlotta De Samorton, age 99, of San Diego, California, died September 22nd. A graveside service for Carlotta De Samorton will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Whipple Cemetery in Griswold. The Rincon Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. William D. Tracy, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A funeral mass for William Tracy will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the historic Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Harold Bartlett, Jr., age 72, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. No services are planned at this time for Harold Bartlett, Jr. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.